Good morning.
早安。
Today's message title is Feeding of the 5,000 Then and Now.
今天呢，我们的讯息的主题呢是要喂饱五千人。
Yeah, this story of feeding of the 5,000 is a very familiar Bible story that even our children know and can tell us the story.
这个五饼二鱼的故事呢，大家都非常熟悉了，即便是主日学的儿童都知道。
But the amazing thing about God's word is, every time we study His word again, and the Holy Spirit opens our eye, we can always get new insight into it.
但神奇的是呢，每一次透过圣灵打开我们的眼睛，即便是大家已经都很熟悉的故事，我们再读的时候，都可以从当中得到新的启示。
I pray that today's message will let everyone see something new.
我祷告说，今天透过这段经文呢，大家能够看见有新的启示。
This miracle is known as feeding of the 5,000, but the number 5,000 only counts men.
大家知道这个神迹呢是喂饱了五千人，但这五千人只是其中群众当中的男人而已。
Yeah, if women and children were included, it is more like 20,000 because if you count their two children in this family, plus the mother, that would be 20,000.
但是大家想想，如果把这个妇女呢跟儿童加进去，可能一家有两个小孩，那几乎就是将近两万人了。
This miracle is significant because it's the only miracle recorded in all the four gospels.
这是一个非常重要的神迹，因为这是唯一一个在四部福音书当中都记录了的神迹。
If you really want to understand this story, you have to read all four of them because they are slightly different account in each of the four gospels.
如果你真的要了解这个故事，四部福音书你都要读，因为他们当中有一些小小细节上的不同。
The story has important implications and it serves as an introduction to an extremely important message Jesus delivered to the crowd later on.
这个故事有非常重要的含义，因为它带出了接下来耶稣对大家所传讲的一个非常重要的讯息。
And it also has important lesson for us to learn.
而且呢，对我们来说有非常重要要学的功课。
Let me give you some background of the story.
我们现在来看一下这个故事的背景。
Jesus and the disciples were so busy with all the needy people that they didn't even have time to eat.
耶稣跟他的门徒忙着服侍有需要的人，甚至没有时间吃饭。
So Jesus decided to ask the disciple to go with him to a desolate place for some much needed rest.
所以呢，耶稣带着门徒想要到郊外比较安静的地方稍微休息一下。
They took the boat across the northern end of the Sea of Galilee to a spot in the country north of Bethsaida.
他们呢就坐船横过加利利海北部，来到一个到伯塞大以北的地方。
That's near the home of Philip, Andrew, and Peter.
那就是靠近了腓利、安德烈和彼得的家乡。
The problem was the crowd saw they go, and they ran around the lake on foot, and ahead of Jesus and the disciple and greeted them as they get off the boat.
问题麻烦的就是呢，当群众看见他们离开了，这些人就步行呢，沿着湖，跑到跟随耶稣到他们要下船的地方，甚至在他们还没下船就等在那里来迎接他们。
The disciple must have thought, "Oh no, we cannot get away from these needy people."
当时门徒心里一定暗暗讲说，不好了，我们就摆脱不了这些有需要的人。
But Jesus felt compassionate for them.
但是呢，耶稣看见这些群众呢，心里就起了怜悯之心。
These people were not following Jesus because they recognized him as the Son of God.
这些群众呢，跟随耶稣，并不是因为他们认出耶稣是神的儿子。
Some were fascinated with the miracle Jesus performed.
有些呢，是因为被耶稣所行的神迹所吸引。
Yeah. Others need miraculous healing for themselves or their loved ones.
有些呢，是因为自己或者是他所爱的人希望能够得到医治。
But overall, their reason for following Jesus was misguided and superficial.
但大部分人跟随耶稣的原因呢，其实都是非常表面的。
The scripture said, when Jesus saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
经文上告诉我们说，耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊，没有牧人一般。
And these people were tired and hungry.
这些人呢，又累又饿。
Just like Jesus and his disciples also.
就像是耶稣跟他的门徒是一样的。
Then Jesus directed the people to sit down.
所以呢，耶稣就叫命令他们坐下来。
Some translations say not really sit down, recline or lie down.
那有一些翻译是不是说坐下，而是躺卧？
On the green grass.In groups.
而是说呢，躺卧在那个青草地上。
Yeah, according to Mark 6.
那个是在马可福音第六章。
So this is the picture.
大家可以看到这幅图画。
Do you realize what Jesus was doing?
你知道现在耶稣正在做什么吗？在这图画里。
He was setting up a scene and acting out an Old Testament verse.
耶稣呢，其实正在摆设一个场景，这个是一个在旧约圣经里面出现过的场景。
One Old Testament verse was Jesus setting up the scene for and acting on it.
那这是旧约圣经里哪一段经文所描述的场景呢
？Do you know?
你认得出来吗
？Now, this is the second picture, a picture described by a favorite Old Testament verse.
那么这是另外一个图画，这个图像呢是大家都非常熟悉的旧约里面的一段经文。
Compare this picture to the previous one, you see a lot of similarity.
那么两个图画相比呢，你会看见有很多相似的地方。
Does anybody know what verse this picture?
有人知道吗？它是从哪个经文？Psalm 诗篇。
Very good.
诗篇23篇。
Yeah, exactly. Psalm 23:1-2.
太好了，是确实是诗篇二十三篇一到二节的经文。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not be hungry.
我必不致缺乏。
I was tired, and he made me lie down in green pasture.
我疲乏的时候，他让我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me to restful water.
他领我能够到可安歇的水边。
Isn't this the picture Jesus set up in John 6?
这个呢是在约翰福音里面耶稣所设的一个场景。
He's the great shepherd and these 20,000 people are the sheep.
他让呢将近两万的人坐在青草地上。
Okay, so.Jesus started out by giving the disciples a test.
他呢，这个时候就给了门徒一个试验。
He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?"
他对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
？He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
他对腓力说这些话呢，是要试验他，因为他自己已经知道要做什么。
Now.Was Jesus picking on Philip?
那是耶稣要让腓力难过吗？故意为难他吗？
Well, this test is actually for all the disciples, but particularly for Philip.
但是呢，这个其实试验是针对所有门徒的但特别是对腓力而来说。
If you read the Gospels, you know that Philip is a smart guy. He's very intelligent.
你如果读呢福音书，你知道门徒使徒行传，腓力是一个非常聪明的人。
He liked to reason.
他呢喜欢运用他的理智来思考。
Yeah. So Jesus asked him.
所以呢，耶稣就问他了。
Besides, he's familiar with that location because the scriptures say, that's near his hometown.
而且呢，腓力就是来自于这个地方呢，他对当地的环境非常熟悉。
So if you study all these four gospels, basically Jesus' test come down to four questions.
所以呢，你如果读完了四部福音呢，耶稣的试炼呢，可以用四个问题来总结。
Question is where, who, what, and how。
那这四个问题就是说，在哪里，是谁，是什么，要如何来做。
Well, Philip is very quick, and he looked around. He already have a good idea how many people is in the crowd, even though it's so many.
那么腓力真的反应非常快，他稍微瞄了一下就知道大概有多少的群众在这里头。
And he quickly used mental arithmetic to figure out even 8 months of wage, which is a lot of money, is not enough.To feed everybody one bite.
他呢很快的在脑子里面盘算了一下，就是说，就是连八个月的薪水啊，那其实已经是很大一笔钱了，都养没有办法来喂饱这些人。
So basically, Philip was telling Jesus.
所以基本上呢，腓力就跟耶稣说
，Forget it, we can't do it.
算了吧，我们做不到的。
Because the math cannot work out.
因为呢，这个数学怎么算都算不就算不拢啊。
Then the rest of the disciples have another idea.
那么其他的门徒呢提出了不同的见解。
So how to solve the problem?
来解决这个问题。
Send the crowd away, send the problem away.
他就跟耶稣说，把这些群众让他们散开吧，把这些问题都赶走吧。
Tell them to go to nearby village and buy food for themselves.
让他们呢到附近的村子里去自己买吃的。
Let them take care of themselves.
让他们自己照顾自己吧。
Not us.
不是让我们来照顾他们。
No, both Philip and all the disciples thought of was money, money, money.
那么他不管是腓力还是其他门徒想的都是钱，钱，钱。
Yeah. Not enough money, we don't have money.
我们没有足够的钱。
And Jesus said,They do not need to go away.
但耶稣说呢，不用把他们拆开来。
Which means that right here.
我们就在这里解决问题。
Yeah. Give them something, you give them something to eat.
你们给他们吃。
How many loaves do we have?
他问说，我们现在有多少饼？
And then a disciple named Andrew say, here,is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
那么安德烈就对耶稣说了，这里有一个小孩，他带着5个大麦饼跟2条鱼。
But this is pitifully small.
但这真是是好像九牛一毛啊。
Yeah. It is just like a drop in the ocean.
好像是大海里的一滴水。
Yeah. Jesus said, bring them to me.
但是呢，耶稣就说：“把这份儿童餐拿来给我吧。
”Yeah, it's very inadequate, but bring them to me.
啊，他是说，他就说，那你就把他们带来，把这些拿来给我吧。
Yeah. So, what are the answers to this test?
那么，所以呢，对这个测验来说，其中的一个回答就是
Where?
哪里？
在哪里 ？Right here in this desolate place.Not in nearby villages.
解决问题的地方呢，就在这个荒野的地方，不是到附近的村子。
Even though there are no restaurant, no McDonald's, and no houses.
即便呢，这个荒野里面没有麦当劳，没有餐馆，没有任何的住家。
And who's going to do that?
那谁来做呢？
Not them, not the crowd.
不是这些群众。
You guys, the disciples, give them something to eat.
是你们这些门徒要供应他们吃的。
But what do they have?
但他们有什么呢？
They don't have money.
他们没有钱呢。
Yeah. And Jesus said, just bring what you have.
耶稣就说了，就把你们仅有的带来给我。
The little boy's 5 loaves and 2 fish kids meal.
也就是呢，这个小男孩拥有的5个饼、2条鱼的这份儿童餐。
How we going to work out the problem?
那我们现在怎么解决问题呢？
Bring them to me.
把问题带来给我，把这些东西带来给我。
Bring your insignificant resources, which is the kids' meal.
把你那个非常有限的资源，也就是那份儿童餐，带到我的面前来。
To me.
给我。
And that is a big resources.
然后呢，我这边呢有非常非常庞大的资源。
Then me is Jesus Christ, the all-sufficient Christ.
那么来到耶稣呢，这里呢，耶稣就是非常丰丰富富的耶神。
Yeah. Well, this is a very incredible miracle.
这是一个非常不可思议的奇迹。
Consider this.Consider the math.
来想想看，这个从数学上来说
，division become multiplications.
那么呢，除法呢变成了乘法了。
As the loads were divided up, they multiply.
那么越东西越减呢，就越加了。
And subtractions become addition.
呀，减法就变成了加法。
The food was passed out.And as food was passed out, more food appeared.
那饼呢越分出去也呢给别人呢，结果就更多的饼出现。
Just like Luke chapter 6 say, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be poured into your lap.
就像是路加福音里面所说的，你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里。
An insignificant amount become plentiful.
微不足道呢变成了绰绰有余。
A kid's meal was turned into an all you can eat buffet for 20,000.
将一份儿童餐呢变成了两万人可以吃的自助餐呢。
With surplus of 12 baskets.
而且还剩下十二个篮子的餐可以带走。
Truly inconceivable.
实在是不可思议。
You know, Philip is very good in mental arithmetic.
菲利的这个心算能力已经很了不得了。
But he erred in not factoring Christ in his calculation.
但他犯了一个错，就是没有把耶稣算在这个里面。
This is a miracle worked out by God and man together.
这是一个透过人神互动所能够带来的一个奇迹。
Now Jesus could have easily called for manna to drop down from heaven, just like in the Old Testament, but he didn't do that.
耶稣呢也可以像旧约时代呢，就叫天上降下玛纳来喂饱这些人哦，但他没有这么做。
He chose to involve man.
但他选择把人带进来与他同工。
And here the following step.
这些呢，接下来就是这个整个的步骤。
First, he gave command.
第一，耶稣呢发出了吩咐。
Bring them, bring the kid meal here to me.
把儿童餐带来给我。
Second, he instructed the people to sit down in group of about 50 or 100.
接下来呢，他就吩咐众人一组一组的，也许五十人，也许一百人，排开来坐在草地上。
Yeah. In other words, take your seat in the banquet hall.
也就是说呢，你在这个大的这个宴席上面呢，赶快把你的位置找好。
Well, this is simple and easy to follow instructions.
这是一个非常简单、容易遵行的这个命令。
And men have to listen and do what was told.
人呢必须要听从神的吩咐。
Yeah, this is faith.
而且去做。
Because faith is acting upon the word of God.
这就是信心，因为信心就是听从了神的话而采取的行动。
Executing the word of God.
来执行神的话语。
This is very important.
这非常重要。
Consider when the Israelite brought down the walls of Jericho.
大家想一想，以色列人把这个耶利哥城墙拉倒下来的时候。
Yeah, okay. God instructed them to walk around the city wall one a day for 6 days.
神吩咐他们呢，绕着耶利哥的城墙而行，连续六天。
And then on the seventh day, go around the wall 7 times.
那么到了第七天呢，绕着城墙行7次。
And then the priest blow the horn and the trumpet.
然后呢，这个祭司呢开始吹号，吹角。
And then the people shout.
然后人大家开始喊叫。
And the wall crumbled down.
然后呢，城墙就倒下来了。
sounds silly.
听起来很像很蠢哈。
Yeah, but this is God's instruction, and it works.
但这就是神的命令，而且呢，它确实发挥了功效。
Yeah, if the Israelites don't follow this instruction, the wall will not fall down.
如果以色列当时以色列人不遵从神的命令，这个耶利哥的城墙就不会倒下。
Consider another New Testament example.
另外呢，在新约里面还有另外一个例子。
In the wedding banquet, in John chapter 2.
在约翰呢福音第二章的时候。
The wedding ran out of wine.
那么在婚宴上面呢，酒没有了。
And Jesus told the servant, fill those 7 jars with water.
耶稣吩咐当时的仆人说，把这七个坛子呢装满水。
Ordinary water.
通通放进去都是水。
And then take it out.
然后把水拿出来
，and they become wine，
就变成酒了
，best wine ever，
而且是最好的酒。
If the servant didn't do that, there won't be any miracle。
但是如果当时这些仆人不遵从他的吩咐呢，就没有神迹看得到了。
So executing God's instruction is very important。
所以呢，执行神的命令是非常重要的。
Otherwise, there won't be.Miracle.
否则就看不见神迹了。
And then it's back to God again, the next step.
然后呢，还有下一步。
Jesus gave blessing and broke the bread.
下一步更重要就是耶稣祝福了，然后把饼拨开。
And then back to man.
然后把它再交给人。
Man participated in the making of this miracle.
人呢参与了耶稣的神迹。
Become.A vessel or instrument for miracle making.
成为了耶稣行神迹的器皿。
You know how the miracle happened?
你知道神迹是怎么发生的吗？
It happened during the passing of the loaves and fishes.
就在人们开始传递这个饼跟鱼的时候，神迹开始发生。
It went from Jesus' hand to the 12 disciples.
他从耶稣的手传到十二个门徒的手上。
And then from the disciples' hand.To the first man in each group.
然后呢，再从这个门徒的手上传到了每一组的第一个人手上。
And then from the first man to the second, until everybody got enough.
然后再从第一个人一直传到最后，直到每个人都吃饱了。
The miracle would stop if they don't pass the bread along.
那么神迹不会发生，如果他们没有传递这个饼跟鱼。
So man is.Instrument God used to work out this miracle.
所以人就是神制造奇迹的器皿。
Why did God do this miracle?
为什么神要来行这个神迹呢？
First of all, to satisfy the crowd's hunger.
当然首先是要这个喂饱这些群众的饥饿。
And then guide the crowd to realize their spiritual needs are much more important than their physical needs.
但是呢，接下来也要引导群众来认识说，他们属灵上的需要比肉身的需要更大。
Jesus also used this miracle to reveal his divinity.
耶稣呢也借着这个神迹来显明他的神性。
Unfortunately, even the disciples didn't quite get that message, and after they witnessed this miracle.
但很可惜的是呢，在他行了这个神迹之后，即使是连门徒都还不太能够明白耶稣的神性。
Yeah, and then Jesus also used this, used this miracle to reveal a secret how his follower can meet the world's overwhelming need.
耶稣呢也借着这件事来教导跟随他的人说，我们要如何满足世人巨大的需要的秘密在哪里。
And the miracles serve as a parallel to the proclamation that he is the bread of life for mankind.
这个神迹接着就带引出耶稣给大家最后一个很重要的宣告，他就是从天上降下来给世人的生命的粮。
What can we learn from this miracle?
我们可以从这个神迹学到些什么功课呢？
First of all, there are enormous needs in the world, both physically and spiritually.
第一个就是世人有非常巨大的需要，不管是肉体跟或是灵魂上的需要。
And God's people are totally inadequate in themselves to meet the world's need.
当然，从人的角度来说，我们根本是没有足够的能力来满足这么大的需要的。
But Christ is all sufficient. He's more than enough to meet people's overwhelming need, and he's not limited by our inadequacy.
但是呢，耶稣是全足的神，他足够满足世人巨大的需要。我们的不完全呢，并不能够限制神耶稣的能力。
And Christ meet the need of the people through the his inadequate people who yield their insignificant resources to him.
那么耶稣呢也行神迹，是借着跟随他的人那一些非常有限的小小的资源，然后成为大家的祝福。
Well, after seeing all this, is the miracle of feeding 5,000 is it real?
那么在说了这么多之后，那么五饼二鱼来喂饱两万人的神迹是真的吗？
Is it just a fairy tale or legend?
这是不是只是一个童话故事或是一个传说而已呢？
Is it still relevant today?
那么在今天这个时代，这个故事还有任何意义吗？相关吗？
And can it happen again?
可以再发生吗？
Well, good questions.
是一个很好的问题。
It is not a fairy tale or legend.
它既不是童话故事，也不是一个传说。
It is still relevant, and it can happen again today.
在今天的时代，它仍然相关，而且还可以继续发生。
Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。
Yeah, and we're going to prove that with some examples.
那么呢，我就给大家提供一些例子来证明。
Okay, about 2 centuries ago, there was a person named George Mueller in Britain.
那么在两个世纪以前呢，英国有一位叫英国人叫做乔治穆勒。
He's a man of faith, and he wanted to prove to the world God is alive and listen to prayers.
他是一个信心的伟人，他当时要向世人证明说神是活着的，而且是听祷告的。
During his lifetime, he built an orphanage that raised up more than 10,000 children.
在他一生当中呢，他建了一个非常大的孤儿院呢，那里面养了大概有一万个孤儿。
He also built 117 schools and provided education to over 120 children.
他又建了将近117间学校，培养出超过12万个儿童。
He did all this by faith and prayer alone without asking people for donation.
他呢所做的这些事情呢都是透着对神的信心跟祷告来完成，他从来没有跟人募款。
There were many miracles in his life and his ministry.
那么在他的一生当中还有他的事工当中出现过很多的神迹。
Let us just look at one of them.
我们现在就来看其中的一个神迹。
The children were all dressed and ready for school one day.
有一天呢，孩子们都穿好衣服，准备要上课了。
But the steward of the orphanage told George there was no food in the orphanage.
但呢，孤儿院的管家悄悄地来告诉穆勒说，今天我们孤儿院已经完全没有东西吃了。
And George told her to.Take the 300 children into the dining hall, just as usual, and sit them down.
但是呢，穆勒就吩咐这个管家说：“你把300个孩子还是照样带到餐厅入座，像平常一样坐下来做谢饭祷告。”
He then give prayer for the food and waited.
然后他就开始带大家做谢饭祷告，而且在那里等待。
George knew God would provide food for the children as He always had.
神他知道呢，神会就像平常平日一样的供应孩子们的需要。
Within minutes, a baker knocked at the door.
几分钟之后呢，有个银行家来敲门了。
Mr. Mueller, he said.
Oh, baker, sorry. 一个做面包的人。
Last night I could not sleep.
那么这个做面包的人就说了，昨晚上我没办法入睡。
Somehow I knew you would need bread this morning, so I got up and baked the 3 batches for you. I'll bring them in.
他说呢, 我心中一直有个感觉, 说你今天早上需要面包, 所以我一大早起来呢, 就烤了3批面包带来。
Then there was another knock at the door.
不久后呢, 又有一个人跑来敲门。
Yeah, it was the mailman.
他是呢, 送牛奶的。
His car broke down in front of the orphanage.
他的牛奶车呢, 就刚好在孤儿院门前坏掉了。
And he said the meal would spoil by the time the wheel would be fixed.
他说呢, 等到车修好的时候, 牛奶都坏掉了。
So he asked George Mueller, could he use some free meal?
他就问穆勒说, 你们孤儿院需不需要免费的牛奶?
Well, George smiled, and he bought in 10 large cans of meal, which is just enough for the 300 thirsty children.
那么穆勒就笑了点头, 然后送牛奶人就把10大桶的牛奶送进来, 刚好给这300个儿童。
This is just one example.
这只是其中的一个例子。
And then there's a second testimony.
还有第二个见证。
It's a testimony of Captain and Elder Yan.
这是一个有关于杨船长的故事。
He's a Cantonese, but he grew up in Taiwan.
他是一个呢在台湾长大的这个说粤语广东人。
And eventually came to the United States.
最终呢来到了美国。
He was an elder in Chinese Christian Church in New Jersey.
那他是在New Jersey的一个教会里的长老。
How many of you have heard of him?
有多少人听过他的故事呢?
Not a whole lot, good.
好像没有很多人哦,很好。
Okay, in February 2000, which is quite recent,
那么在2000年的那个2月份, 是非常,其实是最近,离大家不远的事情。
God gave Yan, who was at age 71, a clear calling to go to the country of Kyrgyzstan.
那么神呢, 非常清楚地呼召, 当时已经71岁的杨船长, 到一个吉尔吉斯坦这个国家去。
Yeah, which is a Muslim country.
那是一个回教国家。
To bring the children there to Christ for education.
那么神呼召他, 透过这个教育的方式, 能够把当地的儿童能够带到耶稣的跟前。
That country was full of orphans in the street. Homeless children.
那个国家呢, 满了到处都是孤儿还有那无家可归的孩子。
Because it used to be under the rule of Soviet Union.
因为它曾经是前苏联的附庸国加盟国。
And the Soviet soldier married some of the local women there.
然后当时前苏联的军人跟当地女子结婚。
And when the country became independent in the early 1990s,
那么在90年代当这个吉尔吉斯坦独立之后呢?
They left.
这些苏联军人就离开了。But
this Russian soldier just leave behind their wives and children.
但是呢,他们把他们的妻子跟这些跟当地的女子结婚的那些妻子还有孩子就通通都扔在当地。They
all become homeless and, in the street.
很多人变成了无家可归的流浪者。So
God won Elder Yan to go there to take care of them.
所以呢,神要杨船长到那里去来照顾这些人。
Elder Yan started the ministry with his own retirement saving of $35,000.
那么杨船长当时他把他的退休金,就全部的退休金有35,000美元拿出来。
Which is a very small amount.
其实是一笔很小的数字。
But he saw this as his 5 loaves and 2 fish. And place it in the Lord's hand.
但是他把这笔退休金看成是那个五饼二鱼, 就把他们把这个奉献在主的手里。
With that small fund, Elder Yan bought an abandoned and tattered kindergarten building.
那么凭着这一笔小小的钱, 他就买下当地一个废弃的, 然后很破烂的幼儿园。
He hired some layoff workers and renovated the building to a very decent school in just 5 short months.
他呢就用了一批当地失业的工人，在短短5个月里面呢，把那个建筑物改变成一个非常好、很体面的学校。The
project was seen as a miracle by authorities.
那当地的人呢，把这个整个的工程看成是一个神迹。But
there was even a bigger miracle.
那么还有一个更大的神迹。
To everybody's surprise, the government granted him an official license to operate a Christian school.
那出人意料的是，当地政府允许他呢，在这个回教国家呢，办一所基督教的学校。
This is the first ever such instance in the Muslim world.
这在回教国家是史无前例的。
In the following 10 years, Elder Yang's ministry expanded greatly.
那么在接下来的十年呢，杨传长的事工呢，快速的扩展。
It expanded to 7 schools, 1 orphanage, a school for the handicapped, and even 1 university.
那么他呢，快速发展成为七所学校，他又办了孤儿院，还有残障儿童的学校，甚至还办了一所大学。
Elder Yang also built a children's recreation facilities, a sports stadium, a retreat camp, as well as vegetable and animal farms.
那杨船长呢，他就在当地又建设了儿童的娱乐设施、体育场、退休营，还有植物跟动物农场。
Truly incredible.
真的是非常的令人讶异的、惊异的。
Elder Yang won the hearts of the people and government of Kyrgyzstan.
他呢赢得了当地的人，不但是政府，而且还当地人的心。
In about 5 years ago, December 2014.
那么在他大约是在五年以前了，那个十二月十四号，十二。
He was still alive.
他呢到现在还活着哦。
And he sent me an email.
他呢送了我一个电邮
and he said, "This is a unique and a miracle mission."
他说呢，这是一个非常独特、充满神迹的宣教事工。
The daily expense for operation is $5,000 a day.
要供应这些呢，每天最起码要有$5,000哦，才能够运作。
And only God can supply this.
也只有神能够提供。
He started with only $35,000 of his retirement savings.
那这一切都是从他献上他自己的$35,000退休金开始。
But the resources keep on coming for years.
但是呢，他所需要的资源每一年不断的、源源不断的供应来。
$5,000 a day.
每一天现在是需要$5,000来
运作。I think that's.More than our weekly offering.
那呢，甚至就超过我们每一个礼拜的奉献的数额了。
Okay. Then there's a third testimony.
那么还有第五个呢见证我要分享。
This testimony was presented by Robert and Christine of Mission in Action a few years ago in GCAC.
那么这个是呢 Robert and Christine 两位宣教是几年前呢在盖城华人宣道会所分享的见证。
Some of you may have heard this.
你们可能当中有些人都听过。
Their missionaries in Africa were delivering clean drinking water in a village.
那么这些行动宣教士呢在非洲当时他们有一次去运送这个清洁的水给村民。
They used a vehicle with a water tank to do the delivery.
他们呢是当时是开车载着一个很大的水缸哈，挨家去送水。
One time they came to the second last house they were delivering the water to.
那么有一天，当他们来到最后两家要送水的家庭的时候
，Yeah, and they saw the family dwelling was on fire.
其中一家呢着火起火了。
So they used the clean drinking water to put out the fire.
他们就赶快用这缸里的水呢去灭火。
After the fire was put out, they finished their task by delivering the drinking water to the last family.
那么火灭了之后呢，他们赶紧把水再送到最后一个家庭里面去。
And then all of a sudden, they were shocked.
但突然之间呢，他们非常的震惊啊。
Yet they realized the water tank had only enough water for the last two families.
他们忽然就明白说，刚刚他们的水其实只剩下能够供应两个家庭的水量了。
And they use up a lot of water to put out the fire.
但是他们为了灭火呢，就是浇了好多的水。
So where did all the water came from?
那那些水到底从哪里来的呢？
There was no explanation except that it was a miracle similar to the feeding of the 5,000 in the scripture.
除了呢，就像五饼二鱼的神迹之外，实在找不到合理的解释。
And I have the last testimony.
那么最后一个给大家要提的见证是
is the testimony of a retired pastor named Steve Cole.
那么这是一位已经退休的牧师叫做 Steve Cole 他的见证
Yeah, he lived in Arizona
他住在亚利桑那州
Near the Grand Canyon
靠近了大峡谷的地方
He's one of my favorite Bible commentator and Bible expositor
他是呢我最喜欢的这个圣经的评论者之一哦。
This is what he said.
这个是他的故事。
36 years ago, I began as a pastor at the age of 30.
那么他说36年前呢，他在30岁的时候开始当牧师。
I was extremely unsure about whether I could do the job.
他当时很不确定他能不能够胜任这个工作。
I did not know whether I could come up with new sermon week after week without running dry.
他说我不知道可不可以一周又一周不停地讲到而不会感到自己已经枯竭了
Yeah, I wasn't sure about whether I could adequately shepherd God's people or fulfill the other demand of the position
他说他没有把握自己能不能够足以牧养神的羊群而且履行这个牧师的职位和 更多其他的要求
So I told the Lord, I'll try it out for 3 years and see where I am at.
所以呢，他当时就跟神说，我试试看做三年，然后再看看如何。
Although many weeks he still feels so overwhelmed with inadequacy that he thought about quitting the job.
虽然说呢，他常常感到自己不足哦，甚至到了一个地步想要辞职不干了。
But by God's grace. He kept on going.
但是呢，神的恩典呢，让他能够不断地坚持下去。
And he finished his ministry for almost 40 years.
所以呢，他几乎这个做了40年的牧师。
He said, "No text in the New Testament has helped me do what I do as much as the story of Jesus feeding of the 5,000."
他说呢，在整个过程里面呢，最能够帮助他的经文，没有一个比这个五饼二鱼，这个神迹对他来说更重要的。
Although Jesus' disciples were completely inadequate to meet the need of this hungry crowd，
他说呢，虽然耶稣的门徒呢没有能力来喂饱这些饥饿的群众
，They gave the little that they had to the Lord。
但当他们把自己微不足道的资源交给主之后呢
？Who bless it and multiply it so that they could distribute it to the people？
那么，但是主接过来祝福了，然后资源就开始不断的增加，然后可以分给大家。
And that has been the experience of Pastor Steve for 36 years.
这也就是呢，这位 Steve Cole 牧师在三十多年里面他的经历。
So. This fourth testimony can prove the miracle of feeding the 5,000 is very real and is still very relevant today.
所以呢，我刚刚提到这四个见证可以证明说五饼二鱼的奇迹是真的，而且到今天仍然是发生。
When we look around, we still see tremendous need around us and in the world.
当我们环顾四周的时候，我们会发觉这个世界上仍然有着巨大的需要。
Let us not get overwhelmed by the needs and don't get depressed by our inadequacy.
但我们不要被这些巨大的需要吓倒了哈，也不要因为我们自己的不足而感到沮丧。
Let us not forget to factor in Jesus in our calculation of our capacity.
让我们在计算的时候呢，我们的能力的时候，不要忘了把耶稣也算进去。
Jesus is all sufficient.
耶稣是全足的。
As Philippians chapter 4 say, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书四章十九节这么说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And as Hebrews 13 told us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
也正像希伯来书十三章第八节说的，也不要忘记耶稣基督昨日和今日一直到永远是一样的。
Yeah. With that, it concludes my sermon today.
那么这就是我今天要跟大家所分享的道。